Title: Push and Pull Rhythm Basics, Beginner Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's get into one of the most important feel concepts in drum and bass. Push and pull. Because here's the truth. In D&B, you can have the right samples, the right tempo, the right pattern, and the beat still feels kind of stiff. Push and pull is often the difference between correct and actually rolling. Today we're making a tight, 2-bar drum groove around 174 BPM, and we'll keep the kick and snare solid on the grid, while the hats, ghosts, and little perks do the groove work. That contrast is the whole game. First, let's do a quick mental definition so your ears know what to listen for. Push means a sound lands slightly ahead of the grid. Not enough to sound wrong, just enough to create urgency and forward momentum. It feels like the beat is leaning into the next moment. Pull means the sound lands slightly behind the grid. That creates weight, swagger, and that laid-back drag that still hits hard. And just to keep us honest, this is subtle. At this tempo, about 10 milliseconds is clearly audible on hats and ghost notes, but still tight. Around 20 milliseconds starts sounding like a deliberate lean. If you're moving things 30 or 40 milliseconds, it's probably not groove anymore. It's just late. Okay, Ableton setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create 3 MIDI tracks and name them: Drums Core, Drums Hats, Drums Perk / Ghosts. Load a drum rack on each. Drop in a short punchy D&B kick, a bright cracking snare, a tight closed hat for 16ths, maybe an open hat or ride for motion, and a couple optional perk sounds like a rim, shaker, or a little Foley tick. Quick teacher tip: color code these tracks now. It's not glamorous, but it makes you faster, and speed helps you stay creative. Now, step 1. Build the grid anchor. This is your spine. Do not groove everything. If everything is human, nothing feels solid. On Drums Core, make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4 in each bar. In Ableton's bar.b.16th view, that's 1.2 and 1.4, then 2.2 and 2.4. Now place kicks in a simple roller foundation. Bar 1 on 1.1 and 1.3, bar 2 on 2.1 and 2.3. That's it. Don't overcomplicate yet. Kick and snare locked on the grid gives you punch and authority. We're going to make the groove feel fast without messing up that backbone. Step 2. Add hats for motion. This is where push and pull really lives. On drums hats, create another 2-bar clip. Draw closed hats on every 16th note for 2 bars. Just a straight engine. Tick 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 tick. Now play it with the core drums. At this point it'll probably sound like a drum machine. Totally fine. We're about to make it musical. Step 3. Use the groove pool for instant push and pull. This is the beginner-friendly path, because it gets you into a good zone quickly. Open Ableton's groove pool. Drag in a groove like MPC Swing 16. Any Swing 16 style is fine. If you want more jungle flavor, try SB1200 type grooves or anything that looks a bit shuffled. Then apply that groove to your hat clip. In the clip view, find the groove dropdown and select the groove you just loaded. Now click the groove in the groove pool and set some starting values. Timing around 40-65%, velocity around 10-25%, random around 5-12%, and set the bass to 1/16. Then listen. What's happening under the hood is that swing usually delays specific off steps. That's a pull feel, and the velocity changes prevent that typewriter hat sound where every hit has the exact same impact. Important tip: don't hit commit yet. Commit bakes it into the MIDI notes. Keep it uncommitted while you're exploring, so you can tweak easily. Now, step 4. Manual microtiming. This is the producer method, where you intentionally choose what pushes and what pulls. Before you touch anything, do this one thing: loop at least 4 bars while you tweak. Even though our pattern is 2 bars, you can just loop it so it repeats. Microtiming can feel exciting for 1 bar, and then feel anxious or annoying over 4. Context matters. Now go into the MIDI editor for your hats and make your grid finer. You can use a smaller grid like 1/64, or use free timing depending on your settings. The goal is simple: small moves, controlled moves. Let's create a push. Pick every second or fourth hat hit, usually the off hats, and nudge them slightly earlier. Aim for something like 5-12 milliseconds ahead of the grid. And here's a great beginner strategy: instead of pushing the whole pattern, push the anticipation. That means the 16th note right before each snare hit, the note that leads into beat 2 and beat 4. Nudge just those a hair early. That creates forward motion, without turning your whole hat line into nervous energy. Now listen again. The BPM didn't change, but your brain feels like it did. That's push. Next, Let's create pull using ghosts. On drums perk slash ghosts, create a 2-bar clip. Add a quiet snare ghost 1/16th note before each main snare. So you're placing a ghost right before 1.2 and right before 1.4, and the same in bar 2 before 2.2 and 2.4. Set the velocity low. Think 10 to 35. These are feel notes, not headline notes. Now pull them. Delay those ghost notes by about 8 to 18 milliseconds behind the grid. What you get is really important. The main snare stays punchy and confident, but the ghosts give you that dragging, rolling, slightly menacing movement around it. This is one of the classic darker D&B tricks. Pull the ghosts, not the fundamentals. Extra variation if you want it to feel more musical. Do a little question and answer with ghosts. Add 2 quiet ghosts around the snare. One before, one after. Make the one before slightly late. Lazy lead-in. Make the one after slightly early. Like a snapback, that call and response can sound more intentional than just all ghosts late. Step 5. Velocity equals groove, even if timing is perfect. A lot of beginners focus on timing and forget loudness. But in real drumming, accents are half the feel. For your 16th hats, try simple pattern. This audio version is shortened for playback.